Okay, did some work surfing, did some consulting with folks. Tricia, would you please put up the edited version of the motion? Not everything, particularly in the first paragraph, is underlined and crossed out, but can you make sure the red line shows, please?
You want the strikeout to show?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go from the top. The only thing we changed there with Board Member Nelson, see if that first sentence meets your direction.
Yep.
Okay, down to the first bullet. The only thing we did there was add priority one, I believe.
There should be board in the first sentence. Mm-hmm. Forest practices board or establish a board committee.
Thank you. All right, down to the first bullet. Recognition of sort of prioritizing these tasks. Priority one is to understand the width issue. We took out the second bullet. The third bullet is per Board Member Nelson's recommendation.
Can we go back up to the first one?
Yeah.
To resolve whether width can be precisely estimated, I would prefer the word accurately instead of precisely. It's a different connotation.
Right. Well, my understanding is precision is the issue, not accuracy.
Okay.
Based on at least our expert that was, or the board's expert that was hired. I understand there is a difference. Okay, third bullet. Does that accurately reflect what you requested, Board Member Nelson?
Yes.
Okay, fourth bullet. I don't think we changed anything on that. And then the next bullet, we took out what you requested and taken out. Then the next big bullet, which is just reporting back with recommendations in November, is the key one, as well as the staff's report in August. The next one, which has been the object of most of our discussion this morning, or this afternoon, whichever it is send the issues of the Nadros floor and road water costs and structures back to TFW policy to recommend whether these items should be part of the water typing. We need to add a couple of prepositions there. Water typing system rule. Policy report back to the board committee as quickly as possible and may recommend that the board resolve any metrics associated with these items. So try to be a little artful with your suggestion, Board Member Sweetie. And then I think that's the one. That's the last recommendation we edited. And this is to recognize that staff can only go so far as things get resolved, but we will continue to work. So it sort of splits like that.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Can you go back to the one above that one?
Sure.
I
So when we say recommend there, are we implying that we will get a recommendation back from policy? It could be no consensus, majority, minority report. Is that what you're saying? Or is that your understanding?
Yes, it could be any of those, but I think what I tried to choose carefully is wording where per board member Sedin's and board member Herrera's suggestion is we sort of, they would report back to the board committee, okay, not, they wouldn't wait till August or November, okay, and maybe I need to be specific
yes.
in there.
Yeah, that's good.
But the question is not whether they discussed it. The question is there a recommendation that road and water crossing structures and the anadromous floor should be part of this rulemaking? Okay? It's a very simple question. And if so, whether they want the board to resolve the metrics associated with those as opposed to going into a full adaptive management process.
So,
board members,
thank you for working on this. I think it's a artful way of resolving the issue, and I wonder, in addition to maybe clarifying the timing of when policy reports back to the board subcommittee, and then because it's a policy process, we should probably also say that the recommendation needs to be approved by the board, right? I mean, we want a timing thing. We want the policy, or we want the board subcommittee to be able to act on the recommendations, but don't we need to formally accept as a full board the recommendations?
I just went cross-eyed, sorry.
So
yes.
So if the board's gonna act, right? I mean, we need to formally accept their recommendations.
We're asking the board committee
right.
to make recommendations to us in November. And so hopefully we accept those, or if there's any.
Well,
board members.
Yeah, go ahead.
Board member Davis.
I thought board member Herrera already made this point. It seems like what we're saying here is the different caucuses put forward rule proposals that all included the anadromous piece. We're going back to policy and saying, hey, did you really mean to recommend that?
Right.
The board's already advanced the proposals. That was board member Herrera's point. So we would be re-adopting those. I think the language in here, if I interpret what you're saying, board member Sweeney, is that, is there a mechanism for the recommendation to come out of policy directly to the board? Can the full board act on that? And or does this language need to reflect that the board subcommittee is gonna also see the recommendation and be able to advance work towards that end? Prior to this coming to the full board in November or August, hopefully August, for a decision on that recommendation. So what I'd hate to see is that we're delayed on the subcommittee work. So I don't know if we need better words in there to make sure that the subcommittee is going to continue to work upon receipt of the policy recommendation.
Yeah.
So the way I interpret the intent of this motion, and then maybe we can add words to clarify it, is that policy makes a recommendation that clears up the process cloud, right?
Correct.
So that's what we're trying to do.
Yes.
And so ultimately, that recommendation is a process recommendation to essentially say policy blesses the content of the rule proposals that we're already thinking about, that we're already starting to analyze. And in anticipation of that process issue being resolved, once, and we're going to assume a successful policy process, but once policy makes that recommendation, the subcommittee is informed of it, so we can continue on with the process. Part of that process is what the West Side Tribes proposed, which is bringing everybody together, showing them their data, you know, trying to refine what that proposal is, but that will be incorporated into the subcommittee's process.
Correct.
But then my understanding, and then correct me if I'm wrong, is that in order for that policy recommendation to be formalized, it needs to be presented to the full board as you know, at its earliest possible time. So there's a sequence step. All goes efficiently.
Yes.
Policy does this. They resolve it in July. They let the subcommittee know. Subcommittee starts working with the tribal data, pulling everybody together on that in August. That process recommendation is made to the board. The board accepts the recommendation, and then we are all clear on making sure that the current rule proposals that we're working with have not skipped the process. Right? And so we haven't, I don't assume by August that we've necessarily resolved the quantitative piece, like where that threshold is and all of that. That's still going to be ongoing work, but we've resolved the process issue by August. Okay.
I have one other question on the last sentence there. It also presupposes something. The section that says, and may recommend that the board, I mean, we all understand that, but you're presupposing something. I would say we scratch all that off. We're saying as quickly as possible, period. They may recommend, they may not, but we're just speculating at this point. I don't like doing that.
Okay.
Board Member Davis. I think I support that as well. As part of a rulemaking process, you know, we're trying to get to the conclusion of the analysis of the different proposals, which will bring in the cost piece of this as well as the environmental benefits of that. And then the board has that's board work anyway, is deciding on what the metrics are in the rule.
And all these bullets come under the heading of the board's making a motion to establish a subcommittee to make recommendations for the following, so we don't need that.
This is a subcommittee.
This is a separate
bullet. Yeah, this is a separate bullet.
Yeah, this is a separate bullet, or anyone else's.
Oh, I see.
Well, I just wanted to respond to Board Member Nelson's recommendation there, and let me try to clarify a little bit. So it seems in the absence of that language, it's possible that policy would want to keep the topic of how you determine what the threshold for the anadromous floor is. And I think our hope is that, you know, the board has already done that. We're sort of retroactively asking policy to bless that instead of, you know, keeping it and having a lengthy debate. And again, we wanted to make sure that there was adequate stakeholder discussion and examination of the tribe's data. So it's not like stakeholders will be cut out, but we're hoping that we're actually recommending, and this, I think, this language is leading, and maybe that's what you're reacting to, this language is leading that policy would recommend to us that we stay in charge of the process that determines the metrics. So I don't know if we rephrase that and just say that's what we want policy to do instead of keeping it open. But I think we want some clarity that we're just asking them for a process step. We're not asking them to hash this out for months and months to come up with a recommendation on exactly where that line should be drawn. Does that make sense?
My point was that we're sending we're talking about a motion that's going to send something to policy, and we want them to act as quickly as possible. And then we say, and it may include this, it may not.
they may include something else. That's the part that gets me. It's just, if you take that out, we send this whole thing over to them. We want a formal recommendation back, and we want it as quickly as possible. That's the intent, I think, we're trying to get at.
Board Member Davis.
Help me. I feel like Larry Moe and Curly all in one body right now. Maybe I'm missing something. When we talk about the metrics and may recommend, I still have in my head that there's already proposals that are being analyzed. So the metrics are already in the proposals. And I would hate to see something that would just reopen a dialogue that, quite frankly, the board took over because policy wasn't able to get to consensus. So I'm struggling with the metrics piece of this. I think the subcommittee might take a look at, after getting a little more clarity, and potentially have conversations about if we went down a path, we saw a viable path to narrow down the PHBs, but the metrics are already in the proposals.
How about we do is suggested by Board Member Nelson, we put a period after possible. And then we add a sentence suggesting the board committee work with stakeholders. To resolve any outstanding issues on the imaginist floor, or something like that, per the tribal recommendation.
Not dealing with PHBs, it's dealing with Adams 4. But we've got this list of bullets. Here's what we're directing this subcommittee to make recommendations back to the board on. This would fit into that.
You mean take that sentence and put it up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. About the rest of the board. Does that make sense? I think we've gotten our closed and open bullets confused up there.
Everybody this morning talked about how we need to define the problem and where we're supposed to be, so we're not arguing the same side. Not necessarily that we argued the same side today, but we have people that didn't realize they were on the same side. So is this going to get us where we need to be so that we all know what the same problem is we're trying to solve, so that we don't keep arguing the same side in a different language?
Well,
and I don't know how to fix that or put it in there, but I just want to make sure that, I mean, almost everybody that came up today said, you know, we need to define problem in order to fix it. So have we defined the problem so that they can fix it, so that we make sure that, like Jeff and Tom, they're on the same page? When they didn't think they were, they were?
Well, hopefully the way this is constructed is it's addressing the outstanding issues with the rule.
Okay. As long as we're all on the same page.
Chairman Burnett, this is Commissioner Janicki. Could I opine?
Sure.
So, first of all, Board Member Smith, I don't disagree with you. The number of people who asked what is the question we're trying to answer, it's obviously not clear. It's not broadly clear as to what we're trying to do, which is a little disturbing. But my item of higher concern right now is, you know, I'm usually one who wants to do things as fast as possible, and I don't mind going rogue, but I feel very much like the Forest Practices Board is going rogue on this issue of jumping out of the adaptive management process on this anadromous layer definition, and then kind of not even jumping back in. I think they were jumping in and out of adaptive management as convenient, or in and out of policy as convenient, but we're really only asking them whether it should be, whether these two issues should be included. We're not asking them for that broader scientific answer of, you know, how is it appropriately included based on scientific data. And, you know, my whole understanding of how forest and fish and the rulemaking process has been established and how it is defensible, how do you create a defensible position, is to make sure that the adaptive management process is adhered to. And it's not just a checkbox of, you know, give it back to Tara and Kurt's group and say, do you agree? Because it's a yes. We're asking them a yes or no question. We're not asking them, we're not asking policy or policy plus some scientific work perhaps that has to be done behind it, how to step in. So I'm, you know, I'm uncomfortable in just asking for some cursory blessing of what we've already wanted to do, and continue, and the board continuing to go, the board has to recognize that they're going rogue on what the rulemaking process actually says when you read the statute. So that's, you know, my recommendation would be, you know, what to put it back to policy, to get an answer, and for policy be the one to evaluate when the tribal data comes in or whatever other information they need, and to make a very clear recommendation or minority majority report back to the board, and make sure that before we go, we complete rulemaking process, we have a completely defensible position. And then there's a side of me that just wonders, and this is maybe a little bit sarcastic, but it's, you know, it seems to be such a gaping hole. Is there someone who really wants to leave a hole in this rulemaking process big enough to drive a truck through? Because it just makes it easier later if the rule doesn't turn out quite the way, you know, we want it to be. But I don't think that's the intent. I think we want it to be a tight process, I think. So that's my thoughts on it.
Other comments from board members? Board Member Nelson?
I'm not sure how to get it in there, but I agree with Carmen that, you know, bullets 2 and 3 of Steve Barnmeyer's testimony are something that keep coming up. Clarify the problem or problems associated with the current interim rule, and clearly state or restate the specific performance objectives and criteria for any new type F water typing system in Louisville. I don't know if we could try and get them into this motion or if that's something that we should charge the subcommittee with putting in, but.
Remember, Sadeen.
My recollection is that, I think it was in 2016, maybe it's even a little bit earlier, but the board clearly defined the purpose of this rulemaking exercise. And it's something, I mean, maybe we need to pull the board minutes up again. And I think, Mark, that you, the presentation that you gave at the last meeting that gave us through the history kind of talked about that, but you know, maybe it's because this is going on for so long that we forget, but I think the board already went through that exercise extensively, kind of a big flow chart and like all the elements, but I mean, my, not being able to quote it from verbatim, but the idea is to have a permanent water typing rule that, you know, accurately captures fish habitat and that moves away from an over-reliance on electrofishing, so we're not protecting just where fish are, we're protecting fish habitat. I think that's the overall goal, and it's probably worded in a different and more specific, a more specific way, but we've done that. And so the idea that we have to rehash all of that is a little disturbing to me. I think maybe we need to remind ourselves the decisions that we've already made, but we've made these decisions, and I am in no way comfortable with revisiting votes that we've already made and questioning them and saying, hey, maybe we like need to look at why we're doing this in the first place. We already did that work, and if we keep doing that, it's just like we're never going to get done.
That's not what I was implying. What I was trying to say was that if we're going to have a subcommittee and we're going to go back and ask for a recommendation, somewhere in there needs to be a clear statement of this is what we decided, you know, back in 2016, et cetera, and these are the reasons we're doing this, and this is what we need to find out to continue on.
Well, we can provide the board committee the history that was put in front of the board for the last meeting. That's not a problem. It goes all the way back to a vote we took in August of 15.
I understand all that, but I'm saying, I mean, I hear Ken Miller get up here, and he goes to every one of these meetings, and he's up here saying, it, to me, the problem is it's interim and not permanent. That's the only problem you got. So it's not just me saying this. I think it needs to be clear. This is what we need to fix. These are the options that we've come up with to fix it, and this is the process to get some data to put together so that we can make a more informed judgment. I think that's where we are. That sort of general thing somehow needs to go into this. Maybe it's it was worded in here, the purpose or the intent or something. I've got so many proposals.
I know, I'm sitting here.
Blending together.
Because I think between, well, Martha said it correctly, between Ken, Steve, Darren, her and Al, they all had the same thing. And Ken's been here forever. I mean, in the same position, presenting the same stuff. Everybody else is a little new in their things, but you know, I'm pretty sure that where they come from, they're well briefed on what the problem is and where we're supposed to be. But if they're confused, it's really hard for them to say, you know what, knowing what I know now compared to 2 years ago, I might compromise on this, or I might want it done a different way, so that we're not looking at three proposals plus an interim. Maybe they could, if they all knew what we were talking about or trying to get to the end result, that we could narrow it down to two. I think that sometimes they might want to compromise on knowing what they know now, on where they're starting.
I feel like we're unraveling where we've been today. So, and throughout the about 4 years of this. So, I'm going to suggest, unless you have specific language questions, I'm going to ask that somebody actually put this motion before the board and second it.
for discussion.
One minor edit, and we had talked about doing this, but I don't think we followed through, which is on the paragraph about policy and what they're doing, where it says as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Can we put as quickly as possible and prior to the August board meeting? Or is that putting too much of a frame on?
Let's ask Tara whether she thinks she could get this done by August.
If this is transparent and you are asking us specifically if you are, I mean, there's some words I would probably change in this to make this a little bit more transparent, but specifically if you're directing policy at our July 2019 meeting to discuss inclusion of anadromous floor as a component of water typing system rulemaking and then make formal recommendation to the board, we can do that. There is another element in here about road water crossing structures. I have no clue what you want us to do with road water crossing structures. And if that is a component of the rule or if that is a process component dealing with grandfathering in things or timelines for small forest landowners or what that is that necessary for you to have by August? Do you really just want the anadromous floor by August? So this is just, if you can get a little bit more clear on what you're asking for us, I can put this on our July agenda, which would go into your mailing for your August meeting. But if it stays like this, we won't be able to have something for your August meeting because we're going to be spending too much time debating the other elements in this statement.
So just to be clear, staff worked with the stakeholder committee. They put into the rule a recognition that there may be road water crossing structures that need to be dealt with as a result of the anadromous floor. There is a rule proposal on that. I don't know whether it's consensus or not, it doesn't. The staff worked with stakeholders on that. We realized that that also had the same flaw that we had with the anadromous floor. It was not discussed by policy. The simple question is whether it should be included as part of the rulemaking so that we don't put some uncertainty into the whole RMAP issue.
So based on policy as a forum and their understanding, not as a separate stakeholder forum and their discussions and understandings of this issue, I would say we will not be able to have resolution on that by your August meeting because we have never discussed this in the last year and a half that I've been there. Now before that, I don't know, but we've got a lot of new members and we need to have a formal discussion there and recommendation. So if you're looking for a decision on anadromous floor period and that recommendation of inclusion in the water typing rulemaking system, I think that's totally doable. If you would like, in addition to that, an assessment of road water crossing structures, and have the information that staff have developed with their stakeholder group provided to policy for our assessment and discussion. To me, that's a separate issue, and we could also address that, but I doubt that that's gonna be resolved by the August board meeting.
Mark?
Policy did discuss both how to presume fish, and they also discussed the water crossing structures in light of RMAPs, where if the type FM break is moved upstream and a structure that was permitted and is fully functioning falls within the F water, what do you do with that structure? So that was discussed in policy, but it falls under the same category as the anadromous fish floor. It would be the exact same question. They could go hand in hand. I believe policy could make a simple decision on that because they both were discussed.
Board member,
I wonder if to take into account Tara's concerned that it might require a little bit more discussion than that if we could separate the two and have the unanimous floor recommendation done by August and the road crossing structure one done by November. Because I don't think there is a rule proposal in language that doesn't seem like it's controversial, it just needs policy's blessing.
Yes.
But in order to have a proper discussion and everybody feel comfortable that it was properly discussed, that might, on the agenda space, take more time. So in order to give us more time to resolve the content part of the unanimous floor in this subcommittee, having the unanimous floor done first, having it done by August, would give us the space to do that. And then it seems like it's more of a procedural issue to do the other one, and that could last a little bit longer or be resolved by November without much consequence.
Or Senator, because it's a board committee, they're reporting, right?
Sure.
Or better news.
Maybe slightly different perspective. One maybe is a question. I thought that what I just heard you say, Mark, my recollection was that language is in RCW or the rules about if a structure's been permitted and it's found that the conditions change or whatever, then that kind of goes to the, and I'm like making, I'm extracting this with different words that are actually on paper, but that would go kind of to an end of life and then be replaced unless the state compensated for the upgrade. So I think that is part of the policy statement
in, I think it's 22224.
So the other piece for me is the, and I'm gonna tie this to the economics. I think the unanimous floor is one piece. Depending on how that plays out, I'm assuming the economic analysis would also pick this up, which is why this might be important to deal with in a similar time frame. Because if you delay, if you say, yeah, here's more information about the unanimous floor, and that particular policy decision isn't wrestled to the ground, if I'm a landowner, now I'm in a situation of all those culverts now have to be upgraded, even though maybe some of them have already been upgraded under our maps. And that could be a huge economic thing that I'm assuming the board would want to be aware of. However, if this turned out to be similar to the existing language, then maybe that economic impact is not as large or is negligible.
And that, so there is life of pipe language, existing language, but this would be to clarify that those two points. Is it the first point where, you know, you fall within the unanimous floor, you have to replace it, or is it the second point where, you are considering life of pipe, and then at that time it would be?
Board members.
So I just want to clarify. My understanding is that you brought a stakeholder group together that approved some draft language that's in the current rule proposal, but that stakeholder group wasn't policy. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. So am I correct in saying, though, that there's agreement amongst representatives of the stakeholders involved on the draft language, it just didn't go through policy?
Yeah, that we traditionally go to the policy leads and request who within
right.
the caucus would want to participate in the stakeholder
right.
group. But the results of that, of those stakeholder meetings did not go back to policy for the policy vote.
Okay, so to address board member Davis's question, I think that the cost-benefit analysis has assumed the language that's in the draft
yes.
rule.
If so,
and
is that
so
correct,
it's a matter of procedurally having policy say, yes, we're okay with this because our representatives in this other process already agreed to it. And not that there's a really wide range of potential outcomes for this discussion. And that's my understanding.
So then this shouldn't be a heavy lifting policy.
Just
if it's really, if the caucus representatives worked the language, then it should go to policy and theoretically wouldn't be a problem.
I agree.
But I don't know who worked on it, and I'm seeing some body language that they disagree. My fear is, I don't know that we can, I get the economic analysis piece, so maybe my point is moot, given that, given especially Chair Bernath saying, yes, they've been working that in the economic analysis. So I don't know that separating these timeframes is that big of a deal. But I felt like it was in the absence of that recent piece of the conversation.
Staff, am I correct? On the economic analysis, it takes into account that rule.
It does.
So just to clarify, I mean, I heard Tara say that it might be difficult to have both discussions in July, right, because they have other things to talk about. And so I just wanted to give policy the space to not have to, I want the unanimous floor thing decided as soon as possible. So some committee can continue working on it. This other thing seems a little bit more procedural, and there's not a lot of subsequent work that's going to be done because there's already an agreement. So if we give them the space to not have to decide in August, so I want to pin them down to decide unanimous floor by August. I want to give them space so they don't tie the two things together and have to make both decisions by November. Does that make sense to you?
That makes some sense to me in the absence of when they have that conversation, then we get non-consensus and now we're into dispute resolution over water crossing structures and the whole darn house of cards.
Second
collapses. I saw body language that leads me to believe that either people were involved in the conversation or that they're not necessarily like fully embracing the work that came out of that stakeholder group. So it's a possibility, I guess.
Mr. Chair, my comment is instead of bifurcating this into two different things, then we make recommendations for a certain time frame for policy. We leave it as it is, as quickly as possible, for both issues. I don't think we can do any better than that.
Well, and they've certainly heard it. Board discussion, though, we have a priority, right? We want to get the unanimous floor done first, and hopefully the road issue will be more of a matter of process.
So I just want to put it out there, because at the last meeting we talked a lot about expectations that y'all have for policy and things that you've asked of us to do this summer to work on that were at the last meeting identified as priorities. We're your work group. So if you need us to tackle this issue as one issue or as separate issues, That's your prerogative to give us that direction. The one thing I just want to emphasize is this summer we were going to be dealing with some of those tricky budget issues that you asked us to tackle, how to take a closer look at NREP, moving forward on some of our big type N projects were coming to us this summer that will be popping up on our July meeting. So July and August are pretty packed right now. We can push those things out and we can tackle this, but I just want to make sure that we're managing the expectations that you all have for products from us, that you asked us from things for the last meetings and the meetings before, and those things, we can do these things that are urgent for you because we're your work group, but it will delay those other elements to your November meeting that you're planning on getting in August or to your February meeting that you're planning on getting in November. And as long as you are all okay with that, we will do whatever work in whatever order you need us to do it in. So it's just, but we just can't do it all. And so I just want to make sure that you all are aware that we can't do it all and that there's a lot of concurrent things happening. So if this forum is okay with that and this is the issue that you need us to tackle and resolve, just provide us that direction that you would like policy to make this discussion a priority above the other issues we're dealing with. And if you could articulate that so that we don't have to debate that issue going forward, that would be ideal. But it's affecting our small forest landowner timelines. You know, we've got a lot of big things that we have teeing up for you for August and November. So I don't know, I have not been a part of those rulemaking conversations. I've got an amazing policy rep who's in those forums for our agency instead. So I don't know how resolved or unresolved those issues are, and couldn't tell you right now as a co-chair for policy what that discussion's gonna look like in our forum and how much time it might take.
Board members, any further editing to this bullet? Looking to my right and left. Board members, any?
Is there a way? So I want to be cognizant of the workload that we give to policy. I want to honor and acknowledge what one of the co-chairs just told us. And I would like some language there that does reflect that we would like the anatomous floor resolved first. Maybe not put any timelines on it, but I'm just trying to get at, I don't want them linked. So if the anadromous floor is resolved and that's good, but the other one isn't, I don't want to have to wait for the recommendation for them both to be resolved. That's all I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
If they can be resolved at the same time, awesome. If they can't, then please do one, and then take whatever time you need to take to do the other one. Sorry?
I think the only thing I would do to that motion is on the last sentence is, policy report back to the board committee as quickly as possible on each item. So that it
okay.
reflects that
okay.
there's two different items mm-hmm. that they need to mm-hmm. work on.
That's great.
Okay.
Well done.
Remember Davis.
Yes, as long as we're referencing this conversation as well, because that doesn't prioritize, like I heard board member Swedeen say, that anadromous should be the first thing they
yes.
tackle. And
the
road
issues.
Water crossings be next.
Send the issues.
Make sure they have a wrap.
First, the anadromous floor. Issues first, the anadromous floor. Just prioritizing the anadromous floor and then water crossings. First, the event and then road water crossings. Did you?
No, a microphone.
First, the anadromous floor.
So at the beginning.
Send the issues first, the anadromous floor. We're there. And second, or then, road water crossing structures. Correct. Second.
I'm aware of the discussion you all just had, and I will make sure I relay that to policy. I still don't think the motion as worded is very clear and transparent, and I would probably get rid of words like send the issue and more like direct policy to do something. That to me relays more action that you actually want us to do something within a given timeline. But this was a very robust discussion, and I have my colleagues on policy in the back to help and hold me accountable to make sure that we facilitate the right discussion.
What the board directs policy to address the issues.
Where
at the beginning, yeah. I mean, it's hard.
Board, okay. So, go ahead, Patricia. Board directs policy. TFW policy.
To address.
Address first. Oh, just.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
then eliminate back to TFW policy.
And recommend. To recommend.
Or directs policy.
Either one.
And or to?
Doesn't matter, it's fine.
Okay. Are you there? All right. Can somebody please put this into a motion?
I will if I don't have to read it all.
Go ahead.
I move we accept this motion.
Please read it into the record.
Okay. I move the Forest Practices Board establish a board committee to facilitate staff and policy caucuses discussions in order to make recommendations on outstanding issues associated with the proposed water typing system effort. Specifically to priority one is to understand the spatial analysis and work to resolve whether width can be precisely estimated for the purposes of the required economic and environmental analyses. Determine how the rulemaking should be applied in Eastern Washington. Determine if and when the PHB validation study should be done and whether it should be combined with the study to determine physicals. And determine if rule language, board resolution, or other non-rule options would suitably encourage moving toward a LIDAR model map-based water typing rule. Board committee work with stakeholders to resolve any outstanding issues regarding the anadromous floor. Request the board committee to report back to the board on progress at the August 2019 meeting with recommendations on how to move forward on the water typing system rule at the November 2019 meeting. The board directs TFW policy to address first the anadromous floor and then road water crossing structures to recommend whether these items should be a part of the water typing system rule. Policy will report back to the board committee as quickly as possible on each item.
It's the longest motion I've ever seen.
So I have a second.
I'll second. Yeah.
Thank you, Board Member Smith.
Oh,
you lost a piece.
An addendum to my motion. Request the board chair to ensure that staff continues working toward completing those aspects of the water typing system, rulemaking guidance, preliminary CPA, SBEIS, and environmental analysis as the board committee resolves outstanding issues. Board staff will provide an update at the August board meeting.
You're good with that, Board Member Smith. Okay. Any further discussion by board members? Board Member Capper.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. And maybe we already went over this, but I think it's the last open bullet. Board committee work with. Were we going to put like a shall or to or a must or a consider or a to work? Will that work?
Must.
Will.
Well.
Shall. Will.
Let me amend the motion. The last open bullet would say board committee shall work with stakeholders.
Sorry. Board Member Smith.
Oh, yes, agree.
Okay. Any other suggestions on edits to refine this sucker?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, it is Noel Willett.
Board Member Willett.
Can I look at that last bullet, please, Patricia? Should we include the cost-benefit analysis along with the environmental analysis in that bullet?
That's what the CBA stands for, and the SBEIS stands
for. Okay, thank you for that acronym clarification.
Yeah.
Any other comments from phone members?
Yes, hi, this is Brent Davis.
Board Member Davis. Davies.
Can you scroll up to the bullet above that that talks about policy and the imaginative floor? Yeah, that first sentence is very, I think that it could be clarified.
Do you have suggested edits?
Well, let me ask, is it clear to policy, the policy co-chairs, how, in what manner, when it says to address first the imaginative floor and then the road water crossings, I heard that maybe the latter was not very clear to how they were going, being asked to address them, but maybe the first one is. It's not terribly clear to me, you know, what that means to address them. Is it mean just to discuss and have a conversation? And I know we talked about it. I guess I just want to make sure that policy has some clear direction and they feel like they know how they can tackle this.
There's a second, in the second sentence, it says recommend. Or second line, sorry. Does that help you?
Would it be helpful for me to explain to you what I think you're asking us to do in this, and then?
Yeah.
So the way I read this, and I'm applying the same logic to the road water crossing structures element as I am to the anadromous floor, since they're all lumped in the same sentence. But what I would hope Kurt and I are able to do with policy is to bring up this issue of the board has asked us to talk about whether or not it is relevant to include an anadromous floor, for example, in the water typing system rule, and have policy discuss that and then make a formal recommendation back to you that either yes or no, we feel that it is appropriate or inappropriate to include an anadromous floor in the water typing rule system. As for road water crossing structures, once again, because I'm not on the work group that Mark leads on this, my interpretation of this is you're asking us whether or not we should be articulating, whether or not identifying that road water crossing structures should be considered, should be addressed in the water typing rules system. And then I would assume that if we say, yes, it should be addressed, that the subcommittee would then figure out how to address it. Because you haven't directed us what you want us to do other than whether or not it is a relevant component of the water typing rule system or not. That's my interpretation of this.
Correct. Because it's already been addressed in the draft rule. So we're not asking you how it should be addressed, just that it should be addressed as part of the water tech rule.
Okay.
All right. When you've got a partner right next to you that can help you with this. Does that answer your question, Board Member Davies?
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion by board members on this rather lengthy motion? Okay. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? I'm assuming the late aye was a positive aye.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. Motion passes. Thank you very much for your hard work this afternoon, and I'm adjourning the meeting. Oh, hold on.
I volunteered.
Right. I were all running for the door, and I forgot to.
Convene the committee.
Convene the committee, yeah. How embarrassing. Okay. I've talked to Board Member Gunther, and he's willing to chair the committee. What I would like is volunteers to be on the committee, other than...
I volunteer.
Okay. Board Member Nelson, Board Member Herrera, Board Member Davis, and Board Member Sweeney. Is that it? Thank you. Thank you for volunteering for this hard work.
On time and under budget.
Okay. Have a great afternoon.